Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. 12 Weeks to a Sharper You, a guided program by Sanjay Gupta, MD, presents a practical, time-bound plan aimed at improving brain health through everyday choices. Known publicly as a neurosurgeon and health communicator, Gupta frames cognitive fitness as something you can train, not just protect, combining lifestyle science with a structured weekly roadmap. The book is positioned as a companion-style program rather than a purely theoretical overview, guiding readers to build habits across movement, nutrition, sleep, stress regulation, and mental stimulation. Its appeal lies in turning broad brain health advice into a sequence of doable actions, encouraging tracking and consistency over quick fixes. Across 12 weeks, readers are invited to notice how small, repeated decisions can influence energy, focus, memory, and mood. While it speaks to long-term resilience and aging well, the program also targets day-to-day sharpness, helping readers create routines that support clearer thinking in modern, distraction-heavy life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a 12-week structure that turns brain health into a plan. A central idea of the program is that cognitive improvement is more likely when goals are broken into a clear sequence. Instead of treating brain health as a vague aspiration, the book frames it as a training cycle with weekly priorities, which helps readers avoid the common trap of trying to change everything at once. A guided timeline encourages commitment while still leaving room for personalization based on fitness level, schedule, and starting habits. The structure also supports measurement. Readers can track sleep quality, activity, attention, mood, and perceived mental clarity to see what actually moves the needle. This kind of plan-based approach can make brain care feel less intimidating because it replaces abstract advice with specific actions and checkpoints. By revisiting fundamentals week after week, the program aims to create durable routines rather than temporary motivation. The 12-week duration is long enough to build momentum and allow benefits to accumulate, yet short enough to feel achievable. The result is a framework that can be repeated or adapted after completion, turning the initial program into an ongoing method for maintaining and upgrading mental performance. Secondly, movement and circulation as foundations for sharper thinking. Physical activity is presented as one of the most reliable levers for supporting the brain because it influences blood flow, metabolic health, inflammation, and stress physiology. The program emphasizes that movement is not only about athletic performance, it is a daily input that affects attention, processing speed, and emotional regulation. Rather than relying on extreme workouts, a guided approach typically encourages consistent aerobic activity, strength work, and more general daily motion like walking and reducing long sitting stretches. This layered view matters because different kinds of movement support different outcomes. Aerobic work can boost endurance and cardiovascular support, while strength and balance help maintain functional capacity as people age. The program logic is that a healthier body creates a better environment for the brain to operate, including improved sleep and mood, which indirectly enhance cognition. Readers are also encouraged to treat exercise as a skill they can scale, beginning with manageable targets and building intensity gradually. This reduces injury risk and improves adherence, which is often the decisive factor. Over time, movement becomes not a separate chore, but a core component of cognitive hygiene. Thirdly, food choices that support energy, memory, and long-term resilience. Nutrition in the program is framed less as dieting and more as fueling the brain for stable energy and reduced risk factors that can erode cognition over time. A practical, brain-friendly eating style typically prioritizes whole foods, fiber, healthy fats, and adequate protein while minimizing highly processed items that can destabilize blood sugar and promote inflammation. The plan approach helps readers move from scattered tips to a repeatable pattern, focusing on what to add and what to swap rather than demanding perfection. Readers can expect guidance that connects food decisions to everyday mental outcomes such as afternoon focus, mood steadiness, and sleep quality, making nutrition feel immediately relevant. Hydration and timing also matter because inconsistent intake and late heavy meals can interfere with sleep and next-day cognition. The program is likely to encourage sustainable defaults like planning simple meals, keeping convenient healthy options available, and learning to read personal cues such as cravings triggered by fatigue or stress. By tying nutrition to both performance and prevention, the book supports a mindset where eating becomes a cognitive strategy. The goal is a way of eating that is realistic for busy lives and repeatable long after the 12 weeks end. Fourthly, sleep and stress regulation as cognitive multipliers. The program treats sleep and stress management as multipliers because they affect nearly every cognitive domain, from memory consolidation to impulse control. When sleep is compromised, focus and emotional balance often collapse, and other healthy habits become harder to maintain. A guided plan typically helps readers identify the behaviors that erode sleep quality, such as irregular schedules, excessive evening stimulation, and caffeine timing. It then replaces them with routines that make good sleep more automatic, including consistent wake times, wind-down rituals, and environment changes. Stress regulation is paired with sleep because chronic stress can keep the nervous system in a high alert state, undermining rest and encouraging reactive choices around food, alcohol, and screen use. Readers are steered toward practical techniques that can be used in real time, such as brief breathing practices, short mindfulness sessions, or structured breaks that prevent burnout. The emphasis is not on eliminating stress, but on improving recovery and resilience. Over 12 weeks, the intent is to create a rhythm where the brain has enough downtime to reset, which supports clearer thinking and better mood. These changes often cascade into improved motivation for exercise and better dietary decisions. Lastly, cognitive training, purpose, and social connection for a stronger mind beyond physical fundamentals. The program highlights the importance of keeping the brain engaged through learning, challenge, and meaningful connection. Cognitive fitness is not limited to puzzles. It includes expanding skills, practicing focused attention, and reducing passive consumption that fragments concentration. A guided approach can help readers choose activities that are both enjoyable and demanding enough to stimulate growth, such as learning a language, taking up music, or deepening expertise in a craft. Attention is treated as a resource that can be trained by limiting multitasking and creating periods of single-task focus, which is increasingly relevant in a distraction-heavy environment. Social connection and purpose are also treated as brain-relevant because they shape stress levels, motivation, and emotional health. Maintaining relationships, engaging in community, and feeling useful can reinforce habits and provide cognitive stimulation through conversation and shared activity. The program encourages readers to make these elements intentional, not incidental, by scheduling contact, joining groups, or aligning weekly goals with personal values. Over time, these practices can help readers feel sharper not only in memory and concentration, but also in motivation and outlook. The end result is a more complete view of brain health that includes the mind, the body, and the life around them. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want a structured, doable brain health plan rather than scattered tips. It fits busy professionals, students, caregivers, and midlife or older adults who are motivated to protect cognition while also improving day-to-day focus and energy. It can also help anyone who feels mentally foggy and wants a clear starting point for rebuilding routines around movement, food, sleep, stress control, and mental engagement. The benefit comes from turning familiar advice into a program. When habits are sequenced and tracked, they become easier to maintain, and improvements in one area often reinforce the next. Readers may notice better attention, steadier mood, and stronger follow-through as their routines stabilize. Compared with similar brain health books that focus heavily on theory or isolated hacks, this one stands out for its guided, time-bound approach that invites action and consistency. The 12-week format provides urgency without feeling overwhelming, and it encourages readers to adapt the practices to their real lives. If you want a practical roadmap that can become a repeatable system for cognitive fitness, it is worth buying and working through with intention. If you would like to support Sanjay Gupta, MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.